to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, Republic Broadcasting. Hey, here's an idea. Go there, click on the donate button, send shekels, and also go to nationalbugle.com where you will find the link to the Kosher-tified app. Lots of fun, lots of non-kosher certified products there, and also great headlines from Mark Dankoff, who joins me today. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, Dr. Slattery, good to be with you again, and we have a promotional video up for this show, the Russian V Kontakte, which we have also put on our big board under other news. And if people go ahead and look at all of the new stuff that we have posted, there's a lot of terrific stuff there. I'm going to mention three in particular. One, because I wrote it, and I'm an egotist. No, the reason I mention this one is it really is important for people who are involved in the responsible wing of the anti-New World Order, anti-Zionist right in the United States, as well as everyone else, to know who Hermann of Christian News was. He was the longtime editor of that German Lutheran newspaper, but his tentacles were everywhere. He was a featured speaker many times at revisionist conferences. He was kind of a mixture, as I've often said, of H.L. Mencken and John T. Flynn and Martin Luther and Martin Chemnitz and Don Rickles. He was all
Don
of those
Rickles.
Things. Pack, and Don Rickles, not in terms of
is he
being
an insult
Jewish,
comet?
What's that?
Was he an insult comic?
He was a humorous, he was not a cruel man, although his adversaries thought he was. He was a terrific guy. But read my salute to him. Mark Dankoff salutes Hermann Otten. There was a time when giants walked the earth. That's all I'll say about that, but please take a look at that. Two things that come into us today from the Middle East that I give special mention to because these involve two personal friends of mine who are two of the best sources of news related to both Iran and the Middle East. The first is Masoud Khodabandeh of Iran Interlink. The many faces of the MEK, explained by former top spy Masoud Khodabandeh. That comes today to us from Ty Joplin of Al Bawaba, which is found in Jordan. I know those folks or have done some work with them in the distant past. They're very, very fine people. And then Ali Reza Hashemi from the Tehran Times wrote me this morning to say, hey, I've got a new effort out there, and I think it'll be of interest to you. That one is entitled Western Mainstream Media Aiding U.S. Efforts to Legitimize U.S.-Libyan Warlord Haftar. And then I editorialized on our big board at nationalbugle.com for all of our readers and all of our current listeners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, as well as other people who check us from time to time, both those who love us and those who hate us. I said as follows in relationship to what Ali Reza Hashemi has said at the Tehran Times. Quote, this is yours truly speaking. Ali Reza Hashemi of the Tehran Times writes today about the ongoing American Zionist NATO criminal enterprise in Libya. In the wider context of the wars for the New World Order and the Zionist state of Israel throughout the Middle East, the NATO encirclement of Putin's Russia, and the situation in both Ukraine and Venezuela, old right American Republic activists must renew their efforts to stop these lunatics from attacking Iran and launching World War III. I'll mention just one more story, because this is the sort of nonsense that you're going to get in Maine. Although I thank Mark Weber of the Institute of Historical Review for passing this along to me. This is great stuff, folks. Everything I've mentioned to you up to this point is very, very serious business. Here's a tie that will bind in terms of being able to smile when you look at everything else that we usually post. Sheriff Office, this is in Florida, Lake County, Florida, folks. Sheriff Office renames puppy after public backlash over ties to Nazi Germany. Let me read a summation of this article or an excerpt from this article, and then we'll dive into anything else in the big board, as well as anything else that Dr. Slattery wants to emphasize today, which we can focus upon. But here's the excerpt of this story. Hours after introducing the newest bloodhound member of their law enforcement team, the Lake County Sheriff's Office in Florida, was met with opposition to the puppy's name. On April 5th, the Lake County Sheriff's Office proudly introduced Rommel, a 10-week-old bloodhound preparing to enter training to learn his role as a police dog.
Rommel.
Rommel. Okay. Dog's name was originally Rommel, 10-week-old bloodhound preparing to train to serve people with the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Good guys, good dogs, helping good people, right? That's the idea here, but the dog's name happened to be Rommel. While viewers love the dog's long ears, sandy-colored face, we are told, and seem to be supportive of the addition of another dog to the team, some viewers found the dog's name to be offensive, because the name Rommel has ties to a Nazi general from World War II. Commenters were referring to Erwin Rommel, who was a Nazi general during World War II. Later on that day, the Lake County Sheriff's Office posted an update on the dog, explaining that his name had been changed to Scout. Now, I contacted the Sheriff's Office and suggested that they rename the dog Duke, but they didn't go for that. Anyway, that's the news summary, but there's a lot of great stuff on here, folks, if you'll go to nationalbugle.com. That's just the tip of the iceberg as far as the news summary and a lot of current stuff that's up there in all kinds of different categories.
Okay, well, one that there's a few that caught my eye.
Probably none of those, but no, I know you wanted to talk about this puppy. You're really ticked off about that, but go ahead.
That's mean. I mean, Rommel, what's wrong with that? Okay, so there's one, Jimmy Carter, the U.S., the most warlike nation in history. I'd like to get to that, but I feel first a need to ask you about this. Biden sides with, this is on the left-hand side, the war, what do you call it, war and foreign policy section.
Yes.
And it's about maybe 6, 7, or 8 articles. I guess it's the 8th article. Biden sides with Trump, Bolton, and Pompeo in backing coup effort in Venezuela. So we've got this, so you've got, whether you're talking about Biden, whether you're talking about Trump, Bolton, Pompeo, there's a need to do whatever in Venezuela because of reasons. And first of all, it seems that whole coup effort has really fizzled out. I think things were pretty calm, relatively calm yesterday.
Relatively calm, I suppose. We have posted, by the way, if you look, folks, we have posted several cartoons, I believe, under War and Foreign Policy that humorously are taking a swipe, a legitimate swipe, both at the President of the United States and one Juan Guaido, who I'm sure if he hasn't already disappeared and been benched and given an offshore account someplace in the Bahamas, never to be heard from again, was nonetheless obviously an American Zionist tool to overthrow the current government of Venezuela. We have some stuff there that I think you'll absolutely love if you check it out. Some cartoons, good cartoons, that are both humorous and serious related to both Donald Trump and Juan Guaido, who might be playing second base for the San Francisco Giants by now, who knows. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, this coup attempt did not go very well. Lopez, by the way, up in New York, sent me a couple of these. This is where I got these. One shows Juan on the telephone, and this comes to us from Checkpoint Asia via Lucy Lopez. And it says, "Mom, can you pick me up from Venezuela? My coup didn't go well." Juan is on his cell phone. He's trying, obviously, to get out of Dodge. Now, there's another cartoon on my V Contacta site that shows President Trump talking with Chucky Boy Schumer. And that one shows a big red elephant with the so-called Star of David stamped on it. The small donkey in blue has the Star of David stamped on it. And my editorial comment was, Zionist-backed elephant, who is also a jackass, squares off against a Zionist jackass, who is also a horse's A. And then getting to the story you want to talk about from Common Dreams that deals with Biden sides with Trump, Bolton, and Pompeo in backing coup effort in Venezuela. My editorial on that at the Russian V Contacta says, like the New World Order donkey, in parenthesis, one jackass, or the New World Order elephant, in parenthesis, three jackasses? Do you like that? Question mark. kosher funding available for all, equal outcome guaranteed. And the fact of the matter is, to come in Venezuela has egg on the face of Trump, Bolton, Pompeo, Joe Biden, and anybody else who presently is being controlled by the Zionist lobby. And let's hope that it goes, since we are old right American patriots, let's certainly hope that things go equally badly for these jokers in the Ukraine, the NATO encirclement of Putin's Russia. Let's hope that these guys get embarrassed this badly if they attempt to attack Iran. And of course, when we start talking about really humorous stuff, we can see some of these frauds still talking about a two-state solution for Palestine, when in fact Israel is systematically stealing the rest of the real estate in Palestine, including East Jerusalem. They've now stolen the Golan Heights with the full approval of the President of the United States. These illegal settlers are starting, of course, to steal all of this property that is not there on the so-called Bank. We have this genocidal situation going on in Gaza. And last but not least, folks, when you really look at this entire thing, obviously this gets into something that nobody wants to talk about in mainstream media, and that is racism. The Zionist state of Israel, in terms of its very inception, is based, I think it can be demonstrated, in a doctrine of Jewish racial supremacy, which is married to the insidious doctrine of American exceptionalism. And when we start looking at this whole question of race, look under election and politics on our big board. Israeli rabbis are caught on video at a military prep school praising Hitler. That comes to us from Jonathan Ophir of Mondo Weiss. And then, of course, there are several other posts like that one in mainstream Israeli media that are indicating that, yes, this is pretty embarrassing when these Israeli rabbis who are involved in prepping of our kids that are going to be in the IDF are praising Adolf Hitler's doctrine of racial supremacy. It's just that according to these rabbis, Hitler had it all wrong. The racially supreme are those who are Jewish. What is it that Jesus Christ says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, to the Apostle John and to the churches of Smyrna and Philadelphia, and to everyone of all time who reads those verses? Jesus says, "Beware the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." From a Christian perspective, Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29 will help to explain what it is that Jesus is driving at there. But nonetheless, folks, these lies being told by these so-called liberal Zionists or mainstream Zionists in trying to distinguish between criminals in the Israeli settler movement that are doing things that are so embarrassing, the mainstream Jewish press doesn't want to be necessarily seen too close to these guys. And yet, nonetheless, these are the same people that love criminals like Menachem Begin, Yitzhak Shamir, and as Phil Giraldi puts it so well in a new post that he has out there on Israel and all of the new APACs that are forming in the United States who support Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu joins the other aforementioned people that I've talked about as a war criminal, says Dr. Giraldi. And then this gets us all the way back to your Jimmy Carter piece, doesn't it?
Yeah, and before, right before we get to that, I did, you know, we're looking at this Biden sides with Trump, Bolton, and Pompeo and backing coup effort in Venezuela. And this is from the Common Dreams website, which is a lefty website. And, you know, it's a basically an anti-war lefty website, which is great. You know, to the extent we've got overlap with them on the anti-war stuff, it's great. Now, when I go scroll down the article towards the end, they have a quote or they have a tweet from Glenn Greenwald, who's been very consistent on a lot of issues. So I appreciate that. And then they have interviewed by Democracy Now! Program Democracy Now! Early on Wednesday, economist and foreign policy expert Jeffrey Sachs. Okay, so I just want to... Okay, Jay. So
you're moving to the left and constantly. Let's get to the far right. That's what I'm comfortable with. Well, then go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, so I'm just... So Democracy Now, for those of you who don't know, it's a TV show, started off as a radio show on the Pacifica Network at least 25 years ago. It's been around, I think it's been around for about at least 25 years. And it's run by a Chomskyite Jewish, I'm pretty sure she's lesbian, Amy Goodman. And
well, I mean, let's face it, we've cited Glenn Greenwald more than once, and Glenn is a terrific journalist. He is a principled guy. But there are some other issues with Glenn that at least I, as an Orthodox Lutheran pastor, wouldn't want to be endorsing, and
no,
I won't say
not.
Anymore. But let's go
but,
ahead.
Okay, but you got Amy Goodman. So Chomskyite, like on before and during the Iraq war invasion, her show was a great show for news about what was going on, because she was against it. But to have on Jeffrey Sachs, right? And she does it. She brings on, first of all, very heavily Jewish guest list. Heavily Jewish and then heavily non-white when it's not Jewish. So the extent anybody is white, they're Jewish. But occasionally she'll have on some interesting people. At any rate, Jeffrey Sachs, he was this Harvard economist. And he had, he favored shock therapy. So for these countries that had the planned economies, planned non-market economies, you have to have shock therapy. You have to do everything all at once. Well, he had been sent over by Harvard and by the Treasury Department to Russia in the 1990s, and he pushed this shock therapy and do everything all at once. You can't do anything gradually. It has to be all at once, and then let the chips fall where they may. Okay, well, where are the chips going to fall if you've got over... If the people who are designing the plan, it's, you know, this Jewish activist, Jeffrey Sachs, and Lawrence Summers, and Peter Orszag, these Jews from the Treasury Department, and of course Summers later became both the president of Harvard and the secretary of Treasury, and they're forging ties with these Jews. The privatization minister was Anatoly Chubais, who was also Jewish and became a oligarch in the process. And basically, you had Jewish money, Jewish financiers like George Soros, who
these are all certainly non-deplorables, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So what you had was Americans like Jeffrey Sachs, who were basically setting up Jewish financiers from outside of Russia with Russian citizen Jews who had the legal right to purchase property, and in this voucher program, this rapid shock therapy privatization of assets that Jeffrey Sachs designed and pushed, what it meant is everybody got a voucher that they could use to buy assets. Every Russian citizen got vouchers to buy assets, and of course foreigners couldn't do it, so you had to be a Russian citizen. And it was put through at a time where people were starving and freezing to death. And so the people who are starving and freezing to death, the only, in order just to buy food or heat, they were selling off their vouchers on the cheap to anybody who had hard currency. Well, who had hard currency? It was the people with connection to Jewish financiers. And that's how the Russian economy became completely under the control of these oligarchs. And it was really, I mean, you could describe it as genocidal, because you had a period during this period of the Yeltsin administration where you had people like Jeffrey Sachs calling the shots. You had a drop in the male Russian life expectancy of 8 years, an eight-year drop, and people just dying, alcoholism, suicides, people literally freezing starving, but mostly alcohol and suicide. I just wanted to, you know, mention that. So it's a
I mean, yeah, right. I mean, seriously, it's like, this is why, yeah. Folks, in my view, this is Mark Gankoff talking here, not Dr. Slattery.
And we got about
speak for himself,
20 seconds.
This is why I find the so-called anti-war left and the anti-Zionist left so humorous. These are in many cases well-meaning people. A few of these people, I think, are doubles for the Zionist State of Israel, but not all of them. I'm talking about the good people. But when confronted with some of the things you've been talking about.
And we got to go off to the break, and let's get to that right after the break. Right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we are back. And so just before the break, you were talking about some of these people on the so-called anti-war left, or the anti-war left, but they have some issues.
Yeah, let's, you know, Medea Benjamin. I'm sure she's a nice woman. I've never met her. I'm sure she doesn't want to meet me.
I've met her.
You've met her. Well, that's and you're still with us, so that just proves you're to my left. However far to the right you are, you're not Mark Dankoff, right? That's the point here. At any rate, Medea is the, as I understand it, very much involved with the Code Pinko organization. Yeah. Code Pink organization.
She's certainly the de facto leader, if not the de jure leader.
Right, of Code Pinko. Your use of Latin is impressive on this show, by the way. But in any case, simul justus et peccator is about the only Latin I know. Luther used to use that to say, I am simultaneously justified and a sinner. Anyway, simul justus et peccator and pax vobiscum, which wishes people peace in the Lord. Those are the two bits of Latin that I still remember. The rest of it I've forgotten. But anyway, back to Medea Benjamin and Kink and some of these other outfits that frankly don't like me at all, which is fine. The Jewish Voice for Peace, and other folks like this. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of nice people that work for these organizations, folks, and who really believe in their mission. But the whole Zionist enterprise has been rooted in terrorism, mass murder, and last but not least, all kinds of espionage operations directed at the United States, false flag operations directed at the United States, the Levant Affair, the assassination of John Kennedy, folks, and the Meyer Lansky, David Ben-Gurion link to that, if you have read Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment. We get into other issues, don't we? The USS Liberty attack, deliberate on the part of Israel, being admitted as deliberate in places like the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel, where Israel, 1967, deliberately attacked our ship during the Six-Day War and tried to frame Egypt as the perpetrator of the attack and something called Operation Cyanide. We had scores of Americans killed and wounded in that, and including my good friend Philip Turney of the USS Liberty Survivors Association, who survived the attack. So Israel was directly involved in that. We have the Pollard spy case, don't we? We have the IPAC spy case. We have the Ben Ami spy case, the Promis affair. And last but not least, and folks, I will continue to stand by this statement, Israel was directly involved in pulling off 9/11, probably in conjunction with her allies in Al-Qaeda that they're still working with among these other Sunni extremists in Syria. If you see what I said to Karash Ziabari some years ago of international Iranian news fame, a very fine international journalist on Israel and 9/11, this is just a handful of the things that these folks have been up to that you're never going to hear about at Jewish Voice for Peace or Code Pinko with Medea Benjamin or any of these other things, much less the overwhelming disproportionate Jewish role. This is Joe Biden and Mark Dankoff coincide for about one-tenth of a second, folks. The overwhelming disproportionate Jewish role in bringing abortion on demand and bringing gay marriage to pass in the United States with the full imprimatur of American mainstream media, the Supreme Court of the United States, with a heavily Jewish contingent there, not to mention all the folks that we know have been bought and purchased up on Capitol Hill and executive branch of the last however many presidential administrations since the assassination of Kennedy. So with all of that in mind, we get back to the anti-Jewish left, the anti-war left, and coming from where I'm coming from, the spectrum, a few of these people are friends of mine, despite the fact that they tend to hate many of my views, and I can live with that. That's no problem. Some of the other people in those organizations just hate my guts generally. That's fine, too. God love you, Jesus. But nonetheless, I think it is going to be left as I editorialize to the end of the show about this, in my own Mark Dankoff monologue here at the National Bugle Radio, it is going to be left to the anti-Zionist, anti-New World Order right. If there's any hope of keeping these crackpots in the neocon Zionist-controlled Zionist occupation government from starting World War III by attacking Iran, there's any way that we can be a party to alerting the American people and getting that stopped, and where appropriate, be in full alliance with the decent people on the American and anti-Zionist left in keeping that dreadful global event from happening, then we can do so. But ultimately, betraying my own ideological perspective on this, admittedly, it is the anti-Zionist, anti-globalist, anti-New World Order right, and the Christian element within that movement. There is a Christian element in that movement, much of it not Christian, but the Christian element in that movement that is non-dispensational, premillennialist, non-Christian Zionist. These are the folks, if we can keep this tragedy from happening, they're going to be the best foot soldiers in it, I think.
Well, yeah. And to the extent you get people counterpunch or Common Dreams readers who are on the left who are going to help keep us out of a war, that's great. That's great. But, yeah, and we're about to go off to the break, but so we do have, like you and Joe Biden say, it is our tribal Jewish friends that we have to thank for Mayor Pete Buddy Judge being able to gay marry his boyfriend. All right, well, we'll be right back.
while attacking Iran.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, and we are back, and so Counterpunch, which is another one of these anti-war left websites, was set up by Coburn. Was it Patrick? Peter? There are three Coburn brothers. Which one set it up? Patrick Coburn? But at any rate,
And the great Robert Perry was the great late Robert Perry, P-A-R-R-Y, who was one of the greatest journalists who ever lived, in my judgment, although he wouldn't share some of my views for sure. He wrote for Counterpunch, as I remember this, right up to the end of his life. And boy, we people all over the world miss what Robert Perry used to do.
Yeah, and I think Counterpunch is certainly better than Democracy Now.
It's not as gooey.
It's not as firmly lodged within Chomskyism. But, okay, so Jimmy Carter, he says the U.S. is the most warlike nation in the history of the world.
Yes. I'm going to contextualize this for people. If you go back and look some years ago before I appeared at the American Free Press National Conference in Austin, Texas, to talk about FDR and Pearl Harbor as a primer for the coming Zionist assault on both Iran and the American Republic, In that radio interview, which is still available, that Dave Gaharry did with me at American Free Press at the time promoting this conference, it appears there that at one time, as a young person, I'm still young, folks. I'm just not as young as I was then. I was working for Ronald Reagan on a volunteer basis in 1976. As a college kid in Valparaiso University in Indiana, trying to help Reagan overthrow Gerald Ford. He almost did it in 76. The Kansas City Convention that year was held when I was in Iran visiting my parents. But as we all know, Reagan did not get the brass ring that year. He came back later, 1980, to defeat Jimmy Carter, who by this time was president of the United States. Why do I mention this personal history? Because of the time as a young person, I had nothing good to say about Jimmy Carter. He had been so effectively demonized by the mainstream right publications that I was looking at in those days that I saw him as the virtual incarnation of Satan. That's a bit of an overstatement, but President Carter was not one of my favorite people at that time. How different he looks now. Mm-hmm. I think Jimmy Carter, now, he and I are not going to agree on some social issues. There are other things we wouldn't agree on. But Jimmy Carter is, I think, three things. He's an honest man. He hasn't stolen the American people blind, using his president to sell his underwear on television. That's one thing about the president. The second thing is his work with Habitat for Humanity. Jimmy Carter is not out there as both Republican and Democrat presidential successors to him would often do, and get $500,000 a speech to talk to some Wall Street joker with an audience of 15 brokers.
And I guess Clinton is really the biggest.
Clinton was the biggest sleazeball in this, probably both Clintons, Hillary and Bill. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Jimmy Carter has never done that kind of thing. I think he is a sincere Baptist, moderate, or liberal. He teaches Sunday school, I think, sincerely at a Baptist church there in Plains, Georgia. Believe it or not, I met Billy Carter back when the president was in office. My parents and I had visited FDR's Warm Springs operation.
Did you have a Billy beer with him?
People are not going to believe this on the air, but yes, I did. That's absolutely factual, folks. Billy Carter and I shared one Billy beer before I left the gas station, and I would affirm what...
Was it at his gas station?
What's that?
Was it at his gas station? Because he ran a gas station, right? He ran a gas station.
And his little operation with spirits, malted spirits, was inside in a little store off the gas station.
And he had a brand called Billy Beer.
Billy Beer, right, and he happened to be there that day, so I was thrilled. I mean, I was more thrilled than meeting the president or being on FDR's rather tainted property at Warm Springs, where my parents were sitting there. Boy, I just think this is the place where FDR passed away. And I'm thinking, I told the late Carl Hess about this one time over drinks in Washington. He got a big kick out of it. I said, Carl, I took my parents to Warm Springs, and they were commenting how poignant it was that we were actually in the room where FDR died. Uh-huh. And Carl looked at me and he said, yep. He said, yeah, let's have a drink to the fact that he's not here. But at any rate, that's a little irreverent. But nonetheless, back to Jimmy Carter. But Jimmy Carter has been a terrific spokesman for the legitimate rights of Palestinians. He, in this piece that we have it up there on the big board from Brett Wilkins of Counterpunch, is absolutely right. The president is. Jimmy Carter is. U.S. is the most warlike nation in the history of the world. It is really hard not to agree with that, folks. And Jimmy Carter comes at this both from a moral basis,
mm-hmm.
folks. He just understood that there are times when you may have a reason to go to war in self-defense. All of this garbage that we've been doing around the world, and especially in the Middle East, and especially as it relates to Palestine and Iran, the president understands is not only dead wrong morally, it is destroying the United States as a viable nation state. It is bankrupting us. It is destroying our infrastructure. Mr. Wilkins goes into many of the things that the president talks about here as it relates to China and as it relates to all this war spending.
I just want to just quote a little bit from this.
Sure.
So apparently Carter, did he say this to Trump or did he just say it to the, I guess he just said it to the interviewers, since 1979, do you know how many times China has been at war with anybody? None. And we've stayed at war. And then China
and
has not.
This is an actual conversation President Carter had with the Donald. These quotes from Brett Wilkins are direct verifiable quotes of President Carter in a phone conversation with President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
About these matters.
And he says, China has not wasted a single penny on war, and that's why they're ahead of us in almost every way.
Well, that's right. And reading a little further in what the president said, President Carter said to Mr. Trump, this is Jimmy Carter, folks, quote, how many miles of high-speed railroad do we have in this country? China has around 18,000 miles of high-speed rail lines, while the United States has wasted $3 trillion on military spending. Wilkins throws in the 2018 study by Brown University's Watson Institute of International and Public Affairs on this, talking about just the $5.9 trillion that the United States has blown down the King George neocon rat hole in Iraq. Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, other nations, and the meter is still running, folks. Jimmy Carter says back to his conversation with Trump, quote, it's more than you can imagine. China has not wasted a single penny on war, and that's why they're ahead of us in almost every way. Jimmy goes on to say, President Carter goes on to say, and I think the difference is if you take $3 trillion. Now listen to this, old right Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
All five of us left, old right, anti-New World Order, anti-globalist Americans that want to help people economically across the political spectrum and get out of these stinking wars and get the federal Leviathan off of our backs. President Carter says, if you take $3 trillion and put it into American infrastructure, you'd probably have $2 trillion left over. We'd have high-speed rail. We'd have bridges that aren't collapsing. We'd have roads that are maintained properly. Our education system would be as good as that of, say, South Korea or Hong Kong, unquote. And then, of course, we are told by Brett Wilkins, as he buttresses what Jimmy Carter was saying to President Trump and to President Carter's Sunday school class there in the Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, most countries surveyed in a 2013 Wynn Gallup poll identified who as the greatest threat to world peace, the United States. A 2017 Pew Research poll found that a record number of people in 30 surveyed nations viewed U.S. power and influence as a quote-unquote major threat.
I tell you what. So you've got all of these people running for president in the Democratic Party. Jimmy Carter has only served one term. He's still eligible. He is eligible for one more term. I suggest that he join the race, okay? And he's 94 years old, but guess what? He's only 9 months older than Mahathir bin Mohamad, the good Dr. Mahathir, who is the current prime minister of Malaysia.
Terrific leader, by the way. I've been in Malaysia several times for conferences. I attended a special war crimes tribunal there that was looking into an internationalist perspective in Kuala Lumpur about Israeli war crimes committed by Mr. Sharon in the Israeli Defense Forces in 1982 as it pertains to these horrific activities in Lebanon and the, Sabrila? What the name of those two camps there?
Saban's.
Shatila was one of the names.
Shatila and Sabah or something. I'll get it.
Something like that. But people look that up and check out Kuala Lumpur and War Tribunal. It will all come up, and I can hear you typing away to get the Sabra and Shatila. Is that it?
Yes, I think Sabra and Shatila. That's right.
This is the kind of thing, folks, that when you have the opportunity to get to the truth, which you're not going to get into in Zionist mainstream media, in the Western world, and in the United States in particular, or the BBC, or any of the rest of the jokers, CNN with Wolf Blitzer and company, Washington Post, New York Times. It just goes on and on. But when Americans search for the truth, as I have attempted to do it to help the rest of us understand what's going on here, the United States is the greatest threat to world peace because we've been hijacked by a globalist Zionist element that buys our elections, controls our news media, manipulates our currency through the Fed, gets our kids involved in all kinds of wars that have nothing to do with American freedom or our Constitution or protecting our own country, but killing a lot of innocent people who live elsewhere who are understandably sick of us. And then when you start getting into the number of governments that we have overthrown around the world, including this laughable effort that thankfully has failed thus far with this Washington-draped, Washington-prepared lackey named Juan Guaido and trying to overthrow the legitimate regime of Venezuela with Elliot Abrams and company pulling the strings on Guaido, no wonder nobody can stand us. It's time for the real right in the United States to stand up to these jerks that have hijacked the Republican Party with all of this neocon Zionist propaganda. It is time to stand up to these frauds like Joe Biden. I think that this stuff is just great, just don't admit it too much to the general public, right? Folks have had enough of this. And it seems to me between what we've sadly had seen out of Mr. Trump thus far, despite his America First campaign, and then when we look at those candidates most likely to be nominated in the Democratic Party, look out for Kamala Harris, for example. She's entirely Zionist-owned.
And Zionist married. She does have a Jewish husband.
Has a Jewish husband. She's Zionist-owned politically. She's attended AIPAC conferences unofficially. She's featured a lot of times on BB's own Twitter account. And she's young. She's African-American lady.
Well, she is. She's half Jamaican and half Indian. So she's not... technically, I guess, she's African-American the way Obama was African-American, but she's not the descendant of American slaves.
Well, see, because I am politically correct, Patrick. That's right. So just that great clarification. But at any rate, I'm a Prussian-American, but who gives me a break, right? But at any rate, it is what it is. Joe Biden, as big a con man as he is, especially with his criminal activities with his son in the Ukraine... start Googling that, folks. Biden and Ukraine, the full truth of this matter that's appearing in a lot of places other than the old right media. It'll start surfacing. They're going to get Biden. I don't think he's going to be the nominee, not because the Democratic establishment, the Zionist establishment that runs the Democratic Party, wouldn't love having Joe in there doing their bidding, but he has too many skeletons in the closet. They didn't like his performance in the Judge Clarence Thomas Supreme Court confirmation hearings when I think he was just terrible to Anita Hill. And then, of course, Joe at one time was campaigning early in his career, running for the U.S. Senate, as I remember this, against busing of school children to mm-hmm. achieve racial equality. He had a record against that in the old days.
Racial integration.
Yeah, racial integration. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's one thing about Joe Biden that's likely to doom him. Whatever else we might think of Joe, he's a white guy who isn't gay. Mm-hmm. Joe is well over 50. Joe is a Zionist lackey. But at least historically, he's been a fraud who has been affiliated with the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, he's not just a Zionist lackey. Remember, he's a self-proclaimed Zionist. He says you don't have to be Jewish to be Zionist.
That's right. Joe, I am a Zionist Biden. And that's right. And when you Google Biden and Dankoff on gay marriage and throw in Press TV Iran on this, you'll see all this stuff come up and you'll ask yourself the question. Well, gee, Biden said the same things that Dankoff told Press Television Iran on the Obergefell decision and who was behind gay marriage and abortion on demand. Why the big attack on Dankoff? Both he and Biden are white guys. They're both older guys.
I think I know.
They both are busing. But all of a sudden it's like, well, Joe, you have to remember, is Joe, I am a Zionist Biden. Therefore, the difference is Joe thinks that all of these culturally Marxist developments in America are just terrific.
Yes.
Dankoff said they stink, and therefore, especially
the
since he's an Orthodox Lutheran pastor, but the Jerusalem Post is going to go after Dankoff.
But they both agree that it was Jewish power that made these changes happen.
That's right. Just like President Obama was honest enough to say to Zionist media when he was in Israel, had it not been for the early overwhelming Jewish financing that President Obama was getting from the earliest stages mm-hmm. of his political career, when he was a product of Cook County, Chicago, in the Jewish machine operating within the Democratic Party in Illinois, mm-hmm. Barack Obama would never have been heard of.
He did this for publication. That's right.
He was an honest man at that point. He admitted that. But if I said that, you know what's going to happen. They're going to say there's a racist.
You'd be a hater and a racist. Okay, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Welcome back to the show. So, we have one more news item we could talk about. Excuse me. And the United Nations isn't necessarily always our best friend, but was there a United Nations study that is worth discussing?
Yes, you know, thinking about posting anything that is pro-UN on a site that I'm involved with, which includes National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadtmiller's very fine news broadcasting outlet for the real right, I always hesitate to put anything else, put anything up there that's pro-UN, because then I start looking like Jack Kemp. I don't want to look like Jack Kemp, okay? But nonetheless, there is a relatively new UN Commission report on religious persecution that actually tells the truth. What religion is it? Despite the fact that you can't mention it if you're a Democrat, for example, after the Sri Lanka shootings.
Easter worshiping?
Yeah, Easter worshiping. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all of these folks in the Democratic Party, isn't it so terrible that these Easter worshipers were victimized by these terrible things? Thankfully, the old American right media, the legitimate Christian media, what's left of it in the United States, the Russian media, the Iranian media, they were all over these folks and said, well, why not use the word that actually describes them? They're Christians. They're Christians. And now the UN, to their credit, in this new report that they have out there on religious persecution and religious rights, underscores that the leading victim in sheer numbers of religious persecution and illegal incarceration and torture and murder involves Christians and the Christian religion. That's the United Nations saying this, folks, this official commission they have out there on religious persecution. And the one statistic of many that are cited in this report, which I will swallow my pride and put up on National Bugle Radio News by day's end, says in relation to Palestine, that in Palestine, Palestinian Christians, you're not going to hear John Hagee of Cornerstone Church talking about this, Pat Robertson talking about this.
Because they're bought off by the Passover worshipers.
That's right, the Passover worshipers, folks.
6 million of them died.
That's right. Passover worshipers, you know, these people that, you know, we all know who they are, but we don't want to use the J word any more than the opposition wants to use the C word.
But
at any
Passover
rate.
Passover worshipers, then.
What's that?
We'll call them Passover worshipers or Purim worshipers. Yeah,
okay. We'll call them Greater Israel worshipers. But at any rate, when you look at this whole issue, in Palestine, according to the UN report, thanks to the Zionist state of Israel and its American backers, the Christian population of Palestine, which is where Jesus was born and it involved all of his public ministry, and so forth and so on, all of the things relating to Jesus Christ in the New Testament in terms of his life on earth happened in Palestine, and yet the Christian population of Palestine has shrunk from something like 25% to less than 5% according to this UN report. And when we ask why that is, we need go no farther and to ask my friend Jacob Namar here in San Antonio about that.
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds.
Palestinian Catholic Christian Jacob Namar, take a look at what he says about having been born in Jerusalem, born in Palestine, marvelous book, Jacob Namar. He will explain from a Roman Catholic Christian perspective what happened to him, what happened to his family, courtesy of what it is that we're backing in the Middle East.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for all the work that you do and get making this show worthwhile. I look forward to talking to you again next week.
I will be ready and waiting, sir.
And I will be back again with more exciting episodes of National Review.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to